Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the ordinary council meeting for September. Just a reminder that this proceeding will be withheld. I'd like to begin by acknowledging the Kaiwaikana Tasmanian Aboriginal community as the traditional original owners of the skies, land and water of Little Widow.
And for our respects, their elders both past and present. Brighton Council acknowledges the continued connection the Tasmanian Aboriginal people still have to the skies, land and water of Little Widow that provides them with the food, medicine and craft celebrated through ceremony today. Item two is attendance. There are six councillors present. Item three is applications for leave of absence. Councillor Peter Gidd has requested leave of absence from the 8th to the 29th of September.
So moved.
Moved by Councillor De La Torre, second by Councillor Curran. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item four is confirmation of minutes, and item 4.1 is confirmation of minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 15th of August. Are there any amendments or any points to discuss in regards to that? If not, can I have someone move those minutes? Moved by Councillor Curran, second by Councillor De La Torre. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 4.2 is the planning authority. There was no planning authority held in the month of September. Item 4.3 is the minutes of the audit panel meeting held on the 25th of May as submitted for confirmation. They have been added to our agenda. Is there any questions in regards to those minutes? Councillor De La Torre?
I think from memory there's been another meeting since then. We'll get the minutes of that after the following meeting, presumably.
They haven't been approved yet.
Yep.
They'll be approved in October.
13th of October.
They'll be...
Correct. Thank you.
Thanks, Aaron. Thanks, Gillian. If there's no debate or no questions, moved by Councillor Owen. Second by Councillor Irons. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 4.4 is committees of council. And we had one committee meeting, which was the finance committee meeting held on the 5th of September. These minutes are submitted for confirmation. Any questions or concerns in regards to those minutes? If not, can I have someone move? Moved by Councillor Curran, second by Councillor De La Torre. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item five is declaration of interest. Anyone like to declare interest on any item on the agenda this evening?
12.
Councillor Irons.
12.1 for me, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. That is noted. Are you staying in the room or leaving the room?
Look, it's the first time I've had to call one of these. It's just the guy who's managing this project is a business advisor of ours, so I'm happy to leave, stay, whatever you recommend. Yep. Could I just ask, does Mel go as well? No?
No. That's fine. Thank you. Item six is public question time and deputations. There aren't any. Item seven is reports from council, and item 7.1 is the Mayor's communications for the month of August, September. They're listed in front of you. Is there any questions or any issues on any of those items? Councillor Curran.
May I ask a question? The meeting about childcare centres in Brighton, would that the new one that potentially going to be built?
It was with a new provider who is interested in setting up a childcare centre in our municipality.
Okay.
I believe Brighton probably was the place where they were looking at, so Brighton Township, yet to be confirmed.
Okay, thank you.
Michael,
Mayor, Councillor would you be able to expand on the Hobart Gymnastics Academy meeting?
We basically, the Acting General Manager, myself and Megan Breslin, just went to have a meeting with the Hobart Gymnastics Academy. They highlighted some issues they have with the current building. And we had some discussions about what they would like to see. Clearly, they have $500,000 of Commonwealth funding that is available for either renovations of the existing building or extensions to it, or use the money at a new location. Nothing further has been discussed at this point.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I can maybe just add one thing to that from a few months ago that is still outstanding was discussions with Luke Martin, who's chair of the board, and one of the issues raised then when we were talking about different potential options for the future was not conflicting with an investment, I think, that's going to Wilkinson's Point. And so his intention was to go away, talk to Gymnastics Australia, and basically better understand what's needed for the south and potentially look at one facility having a niche in certain types of gymnastics and another so that if there is a significant investment there that it's sort of sustainable for the long term. Yeah, but we haven't heard back on that at this stage.
Thank you.
Anything further of interest to anyone? If not, can I ask that someone move? Moved by Councillor Whelan. Seconded by Councillor Curran. Thank you. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 7.2 is reports from council representatives. Are there any reports from Councillor Owen?
Thank you, Mayor. I could probably go on for an hour, but I'll limit it to three. Sustainability Living Workshop, Tasmania. Alison organised that, largely organised that at the Civic Centre, which went off very well. That was on the 20th of August. On the 1st of September, I attended the AGM of the Derwent Estuary Project at Derwent Estate. And on the, BAG barbecue breakfast on the 7th, which is quite a, it was nice to see a few people there. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thanks, Councillor Owen. Anything else from councillors? Councillor Irons?
Just one. On the 7th of October, just another meeting of the Greater Hobart Homeless Alliance. It's very, very well attended from lots of different groups. So still not a heap as relevant to us, but certainly things worth noting and certainly worth being there as well. One I'll add that doesn't need to be sort of added, I can't remember the exact day, but we went to the Tea Tree Hall 200th birthday. The amount of people that were there was absolutely extraordinary. And I know that's been supported by council in the past, and it's wonderful to see. Yeah, the community all coming together there, really good.
Thanks, Councillor Irons.
Yeah, there were about, just adding to that, there were approximately 150, 200 people attended. Mm-hmm. And there was a very good turn up at the St Thomas's service before, well, it wasn't a service, but there was a little drinkies and eaties at St Thomas's church beforehand.
Excellent. Can I get someone to move those reports be received, please? Moved by Councillor Whelan, seconded by Councillor De La Torre. I put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 8 is miscellaneous correspondence, and we received a response from the Minister for Education, Children and Youth in relation to a submission we made in regards to the Youth Rehabilitation Centre that is earmarked for either Otago Bay or for Mangalore. That's in our agenda. Item 9 is notifications of workshops. There was one workshop in the month of September, and the attendance to that is noted. And the recommendation is that information be received. Can I get someone to move that? Councillor De La Torre, and seconded by Councillor Irons. I put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 10 is notice of a motion, and there aren't any. Item 11 is consideration of supplementary items to the agenda. Once again, there aren't any. Item 12 is council acting as a planning authority. And under the provisions of the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act 1993, we are now acting as a planning authority. Item 12.1 is a major project proposal, eligibility assessment at Kangaroo Bay. Hand over to Jo for a summary initially. Thank you.
Hi. So a request has been received from the Minister for Planning in relation to the proposal to have the Kangaroo Bay Hotel assessed as a major project. The Act requires that each of the relevant Southern Councils provide a comment as to that and whether they think that the proposal accords with the criteria set out. Where the council officers have had a look at it and considered that the proposal doesn't meet the criteria set out in the Act. It doesn't demonstrate that it will have a significant impact or a significant economic contribution to the region, and also that we consider that it's a project that can be assessed by a council acting as a planning authority under the terms of their planning scheme. So the recommendation is to send the letter as set out in the attachment.
Councillors, any questions of Jo? Councillor Whelan.
Thank you, sir. Jo, I suppose with the report, it would have been handy as councillors to have probably a copy of the statement made by the proponent. Was that necessary? I feel like our job's already been done and we haven't received, I don't have the information to make an appropriate decision anyway. And the attachment is a letter to the minister sort of saying that we don't agree.
It probably should have been included, So, let me see if I can
I know that information could be publicly sort of found, but I feel like the decision's already been made and we've sort of, I feel like my job's sort of a bit sort of worthless sitting here.
Sorry about that. I'm just trying to find where it has been saved. I think from memory that is pretty much a straightforward thing saying that under the terms of LUPA, they're required to notify us and ask for our comments, which is what is set out in the legislation that Brian's replicated in the report. Look, if you want to hold it over and I can come back to and find that specific document, but effectively it's to comply with the legislation and...
So there was a performance criteria that you sort of addressed in making
so the criteria is that the project needs to have a significant impact on or make a significant contribution to, needs to be strategic importance to a region and be of significant scale and complexity, and it needs to be meet two of those criteria out of the three. I know when the officer was assessing it, he looked widely at different projects that have been approved and haven't been approved under the Major Projects Bill. So there's only been two that has been considered, which is the bridge and the wind farm. Whereas, you know, you've got things like the Fragrance Group hotels in Hobart that haven't gone down that path as well, and they've been assessed internally by the planning authority at respective councils. So it's just considering that, and I understand that no economic analysis has been provided with the application, so it's a bit hard to demonstrate that there's a significance without that information.
No, I appreciate it. And I don't necessarily have a problem with the result and the answer. I just would like to see
noted
some information that that got to the final point. If that makes sense.
I guess to add to that, to be fair, I think it's a draft letter that's included in the agenda, not one that's been sent. Pending our decision here. So if we were to make an alternate decision.
But I feel like there's a gap in the middle.
Councillor Whelan, you indicated that you, before the meeting, you'd like to suspend standing orders. Do you need that?
I don't think it's necessary.
I'll just give you that opportunity.
Appreciate that.
Is there any further questions?
I'm happy to move the motion.
You certainly may. The motion is that we send the letter, obviously attached. as per the recommendation on page 10, and that has been moved by Councillor Della Torre, seconded by Councillor McMaster. Is there any debate?
I'd just like to say a few words, I think, Mr. Mayor. I think this request by the Minister sets a dangerous precedence in this legislation. We have a duty as councillors to determine planning matters. There is nothing extremely significant with this development. I think it's a 155-room hotel, if I remember the numbers correctly. There have been other hotels, as mentioned, that have been assessed by councils and haven't been taken down the major projects pathway. I don't believe the projects of significant importance to the region. It's just not large enough to make a significant difference. And it's certainly not of a significant scale or complexity. So I just don't think it meets the criteria. I am disappointed that the Minister has even taken it this far to request that we provide feedback and that he's considering the matter. But I'm fully in support of the recommendation that we suggest we're not in favour of such a recommendation.
Thanks, Councillor Della Torre. Can I just ask for a point of clarification, if I may, Joe? My understanding is the Minister is required under the proposal to go to councils once they receive an application for a project of state significance.
Yes,
so it's part of the actual process.
On the receipt
I don't believe they have any other choice than to go through this particular process. It's just clarification.
Thank you.
Is there any further debate? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Moving on, that concludes the... I'm just going to have to backtrack. I have accepted a seconder to that particular motion that is not a member of the Planning Authority. So I do apologise for that. That's my mistake. Councillor Owen... has kindly offered to second that motion. So I will put that recommendation again, that Councillor Della Torre moved and Councillor Owen is second. The recommendation on page 10 of our agenda. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you, and please accept my apologies for that error. Item 13 is officers' reports, and item 13.1 is the naming roads and streets, Tivoli Green in stage 10 and 11. Joe, are we handing over to you?
You
again?
Are. Yes. So it's likely that we will get the next two stages of Tivoli Green in the next few weeks. So the developer has proposed two new street names as outlined. For adoption, if approved by council, so being Shell Duck Drive and Wattle Bird Way, both of which are birds that are occurring in the municipality. They're quite impressed with the amount of bird life that has come back into the area after the creating their open space and everything down there, and are hoping to run with that theme for the rest of the street naming through Tivoli Green. So.
Councillors, any questions of Joe in regards to this particular item?
Is there a reason
Councillor Della Torre?
Sorry, Mr. Mayor. Is there a reason for the avoidance of the street tag? I mean, everything here is either a drive or a way in this subdivision.
I really don't know. My understanding is that they've both been proposed by Tivoli Green for those names. Maybe it just makes it sound... better. Nice. I don't know. I really don't know.
I think in this case they are both compliant.
They are.
There's nothing in the nomenclature rules that that mean they can't be a drive or a way, but yeah, just interesting to note that nothing around it is a street.
Councillors, any further questions? Councillor Whelan?
Mr. Mayor, I'll try and keep it relevant to this one. There's a bit of work for council staff doing this each time. Is it easier for a policy to be drafted so that you can address similar names to this?
It is something that has been flagged. Pulling together something like that would take some time, and obviously this needs to be done at the moment. We're a little bit reactive, but yeah, we are hoping to get across that, and we'll work with, you know, especially for the larger subdivisions, to get that all sorted. We can hold names for up to 2 or 3 years, I think we can reserve them. So we will work with Kimberley Green to identify a whole heap.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm happy to move.
Thank you. Recommendation on page 14 has been moved by Councillor Della Torre, seconded by Councillor Whelan. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 13.2 is the major impact grant submission. James, you're listed as the author.
No, I'm listed as the
authorised.
I think we've got Kylie here to answer any questions that councillors might have, or explain a summary for the gimmick if you like as well. So I'll hand over to Kylie.
Now, do you want me to read it out, guys, or you? So putting forward to you the major impact, so to make the decision on who we would give the major impact grant to, so whether that's to Communities for Children to establish the youth worker in Brighton, or Family TAS to support their school holiday activities and parenting workshops, or to News Story to establish a drama group for 16 participants, which they would run out of the Tagaralia Child and Family Centre. Do you have any questions, or should I give more information?
Council, this is obviously the item that we discussed at our workshop on last Tuesday. Is there any questions, any further questions or points of clarification from Kylie? No? If not, we have a recommendation that we award the major impact grant to the Community Youth Engagement Worker Program. Moved by Councillor Della Torre, second by Councillor Owen. He beat you by this much, Phil.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Is there anyone like to speak for or against the motion?
I'm really pleased to move the motion, Mr. Mayor. I think the three submissions that were made featured some amazing proposals. The strongest of them all, I think, is the Communities for Children Youth Worker Program, and the ability to have a dedicated youth worker in our council area. Yeah, will mean a huge difference for young people in our area, and I hope we can continue the work that youth worker does over the next 12 months in some way, shape or form through council.
Thanks, Councillor.
Yeah. I'd just like to say that I believe that this project would be a long-term, start of hopefully a long-term benefit to the whole community.
Yeah, totally agree, Councillor Owen. Thank you. Is there anything further? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 13.3 is the Brighton Bowls Club rates remission. Gillian, this one yours?
Yeah, it is mine. I've just realised that it's probably not a rates remission rather than maintenance contribution. So,
that's only a heading.
I know. In 2018, the public toilets, as councils would be aware, was on 209 Brighton Road. It's a standalone building where we would be accounting for depreciation, maintenance costs and all that sort of stuff. With the development of the Brighton Bowls Club, it was agreed to move the public toilets into their building. So that brings extra maintenance costs for the Bowls Club in relation to extra water, extra lighting, extra insurance for that. They've written to us just to ask for an ongoing contribution of $2,000 each year. Council was previously given about a $2,000 rates remission each year, so this is sort of now stopping the rates remission, and it's actually providing a contribution towards the maintenance of those toilets. We've also found that there's no current agreement in place other than that was written in when it was redid in 2018. So I'd just like to recommend the council contributes $2,000 annually towards the maintenance cost of having those toilets in that building, and that we also get a written agreement done up between Brighton Council and the Bowls Club, just to identify each role of the organisations involved. And that would be funded by Power's maintenance budget.
Which he looks very happy to do.
That's it, much cheaper than the alternative. So.
Councillors, any questions of Gillian or Callum? seeing it's his money.
It's all your money.
Councillor Whelan.
Mr Mayor, Callum, do we have a... Are we working on an alternative site, a longer plan sort of thing? I know we've got toilets down in Pondville, which are pretty small and hardly accessible, but
yep.
have we got a site where we can sort of identify later on that can be more appropriate, more accessible to the public?
Yeah, sure thing. So there are probably a couple of things in the works, development-wise, that will provide public toilet facilities within the municipality. Obviously, with the IGA being constructed in the short term, anticipate that will have facilities available for people to use. The bowls club, obviously, you know, they're not open at all hours of the day. With the public toilets that we had on 209, that presented its own issues with maintenance just being open 24 hours a day. This kind of see as a much better arrangement in terms of there being better passive surveillance, and it still does provide enough facilities for that area. So I guess it doesn't address the need for public toilets in the centre of the town, but anticipate that in the not-too-distant future there'll be better facilities available. So.
Thank you.
Question?
Councillor Ryan.
Have we not already identified where the toilets are going to be in front of the IGA? I thought we've just discussed that.
In terms of a council...
Yeah, council facility toilets. I thought they were going to be at the front of that.
Yeah,
in the car park, just beyond the bus stop.
Are you talking as part of the town square?
Yes.
I'll have to take that one on notice, sorry, Phil. But
my
understanding was that there weren't going to be any toilet facilities as part of the town square, no.
I don't recall. Are you sure?
There were toilets shown on the original DA for the IGA complex.
Yes, yeah.
Specialty stores, which would have some public access, but no, my understanding of the town square was there were no public toilet facilities in that particular
area. Perfect place for them.
I'm off to go underground.
with the bus station. So.
Yeah. Councillors, anything further? If not, we have a recommendation on page 20 to... contribute $2,000 annually. Moved by Councillor Curran, seconded by Councillor Murtagh. Is there any debate?
No.
If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 14 is questions on notice, and there aren't any. And that concludes our council meeting for the month of September. Thank you very much for your attendance.